相信开在路上可能不容易。
I know it's not easy to drive outside.
我们北边下得更厉害。
It's worse in the north area.
我们在路边看有一部车子四脚朝天翻在那。
We saw a car flipped over.
警车在旁边，那警车要自己先刮冰。
And the police car was beside, but he had to scratch his eyes on the glass.
求主保守每一家，你们来到我们当中。
May the Lord protect every one of the family.
也是你们回去的路上，求主保守你们平安。
The Lord give you peace.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow down and pray together.
恩主，我们实在是感谢你。
Gracious Lord, we indeed thank you.
是你的爱把我们吸引到你的面前。
It is your love attract us to you.
主，我们在这边，我们没有什么可夸的。
Lord, here we have nothing to boast.
主，我们要学习保罗说，我们夸的只是那基督的十字架。
As Paul, we boast nothing but the cross of the Christ.
没有什么不好的路我们走不下去。
There is no bad road we can't go on.
没有什么难的路我们不能不走。
There is no difficult road that we would want to avoid.
求主用你钉痕的手来带领我们。
May the hand of your crucifixion lead us.
也是今天跟我们说话。
Today speak to us.
我们这样祷告都是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the holy name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. 3.5 years ago, 把就是父亲的骨灰带回去。
I brought my father's bone ash back to for burial.
在从台湾回来的路上，碰到有一位亲戚。
After coming back from Taiwan, there is a relative of mine.
我虽然很久没有看过他，没有看到他了。
Although I hadn't seen him for a long while.
但是我一眼我就可以认出他。
But I recognized him immediately.
那我就过去，我就叫他就是啊，叔公。
I call him great uncle, grand uncle.
他是一位牧师，也是全世界的传道人。
He's a full-time minister.
我看有20年没有见到他了。
I probably haven't seen him for 20 years.
但是我还记得他。
But I still recognize him.
我们在机上很短的时间就是有点交谈。
We talked briefly on the street.
没有谈到太多，只是把我父亲的事稍微跟他讲一下。
Nothing but just my things related to my father.
回来后有一次机会跟佛牧师到 Omaha.
And after I come back, I had a chance to go to Omaha with Pastor Fun.
我们住在林哲三弟兄家。
We stayed at Brother Ling's house.
他说，高弟兄，我有一本书送给你。
He said, Brother Cao, I have a book to give to you.
这本书叫做《十字架的道路》。
It's called The Way of the Cross.
他说是应该是你亲戚写的。
It's probably written by your relative.
我拿过来一看，上面的名字是十字架的道路，对，那作者是高俊明牧师。
And I got the book. It's called The Way of the Cross, and the name was 高俊明牧师。Pastor 高俊明，
这就是那位我刚刚讲的舅公
，which is the grand uncle I mentioned.
他一生被主得着以后
，when he was obtained by the Lord，
就像刚刚我们唱的那首诗歌一样
，just like the song we just sing，
当主耶稣呼喊我们的名字
，when Jesus called us by name，
把我们带入他的岁月里面
，to bring us into his years，
我们需要传扬他的福音。
We need to preach his gospel.
到各个乡镇
Go to every town.
到山谷小溪传福音
Go to the valley, to the streams.
我看了这本书，我稍微翻了一下这本书
I glanced through the book.
才知道就是他当初在台湾传福音的时候是那么样的艰难
Then I realized it was so difficult for him to preach gospel in Taiwan back then.
我就稍微跟你讲一个例子
I'll tell you a story.
你们如果没有去过台湾的话，台湾是三分之二是高山。
2/3 of the island Taiwan is mountain area.
三分之一才是平原。
1/3 is plain.
那大部分人都居住在平原。
Most of people dwell in the plain area.
在山区里面住的就是少数民族。
And in the mountain is the native people.
那常常这些少数民族就是人家比较忽略。
And they are people usually neglect them.
我这位舅公他被主呼召以后，他就有这样的负担，跟这些三地同胞传福音。
And my grand uncle, when he was called, he had a burden to preach gospel with the people living in the mountain area.
山路大概只有用两条腿可以走。
The mountain roads you can only walk with your own feet.
那他从一个村庄传到另外一个村庄。
And he preached from town to town.
早上大概四五点就要出门。
He had to leave early in the morning, about 4 or 5 o'clock.
大概九点十点就可以到一个村庄。
And about 9 or 10, he will reach a town.
然后不管多少人在那边聚会，他就在那边传福音。
And no matter how many people there are, he will preach the gospel.
然后在周间再走下来。
And then continue on.
那有一次，他在一个暴风雨的天，就是很黑的时候，他要走过一个独木桥。
Once there is thunderstorm and he had to walk through a wood bridge.
这个独木桥只有一个人可以通过。
And the bridge is so narrow that only one person can go through.
那天因为风雨很大，所以就是看下面的溪好像也很急喘。
And that day the storm was very severe and the river underneath is very harsh.
他就想到这是前一阵子前面一个牧师就是因为经过这个独木桥失踪了。
And he remembered that there was a pastor early on went through that bridge, but he disappeared.
那尸体都没有找到。
They couldn't even find his corpse.
所以那边缺少了牧师。
So there wasn't many pastor there.
所以他今天他就是在走那条那个补前面一个牧师的缺。
And today he is following that pastor's footsteps.
他说他走那个桥的时候不是心里不害怕。
He said it wasn't that he was not afraid.
因为也是有风雨，那个桥也是摇摇晃晃。
The bridge was shaking.
那他说就有神的力量在他的身上。
But he said there is strength from God in him.
他需要就是把神的福音传开。
He needs to preach out the gospel.
那神就是多年祝福他在山区里面的传福音。
And throughout the years, God has blessed his work in the mountain area.
有时候神也把有趣的事情加给他。
Sometimes God also made interesting things to happen.
他有一次就是下了大雨，所以他就拿个包袱去传福音。
Once it was raining, and he carried his baggage to preach the gospel.
到了地方，他要把那个包袱打开，他要换上他好一点的衣服，可以上台传道。
When he got there, he need to open the package and change better looking clothes so he can preach the word.
但是衣服都湿了。
But all the clothes was wet.
只有一套就是睡衣没有湿。
There was only one pajama that was dry.
所以那天他就真的上台就是穿着睡衣。
So that day he was wearing pajama on the podium.
更有趣的是，他说他下一次他再去那个山区那个教会的时候，
Even more interesting, the next time when he went there,
他看台下这些山地同胞全部都穿着睡衣。
He said all the people down there wear pajama.
他很诧异，为什么你们是来不及换还是怎么样？
He was puzzled. Why did you not have time to change your clothes?
他说：“你们上次来的时候不是穿睡衣吗
？”They said, "Last time when you came, you wore pajama."
那我们要学习就是这些你们在走在身前面这些比较属灵的。
So we want to learn your spiritual person.
希望我们是学习在主里面，不是在外面的。
May we learn in the Lord, not learn outward things.
实在是这十字架的道路是不容易。
Indeed, the way of cross is not an easy way.
我在准备信息的时候，我实在是心里很惶恐。
When I prepared for the message, I was trembling.
你要讲基督的爱，我可以讲。
If you talk about the love of Christ, I can talk.
基督的救恩也可以。
The salvation of Christ, I can also.
但是讲到基督的十字架的时候，我很害怕。
But the cross of Christ, I was afraid.
因为我知道这十字架的道路不容易。
Because I know it is not easy.
最近你们如果看过 那个在国内拍的十字架这个四个就是 DVD。
Recently there's the DVD called Cross。
你知道每一次的聚会都是冒着生命的危险。
You know, every time they gather together, they have it's under the shadow of death.
每一次是付上非常大的代价。
Every time they pay such a great price.
但是神也祝福他们。
But God indeed blessed them.
他们唱歌是那么样的喜乐。
It was so joyful when they sing hymns.
有些地方聚会也没有这么舒服的环境。
There was no place so comfortable as we have.
我看到有一半人是坐在里面，一半人站在外面。
Half is sitting inside, but there are half standing outside.
传道人就站在门口。
And the minister stand at the doorway.
所以两边都可以听得到。
So both sides can hear.
他们在听些什么事情呢？
What are they hearing about?
保罗跟我们说，
Paul told us.
他所传的就是钉十字架的基督。
He preaches Christ crucified.
还有另外一半是他夸的是基督的十字架。
And he boasts Christ and his crucifixion.
这两个不可以缺少。
These two are all necessary.
所以今天就是让我们一起来思考基督的十字架。
So today we would like to meditate together upon the cross of Christ.
因为今年度我们开始的时候，我们说我们要以认识主耶稣基督为至宝。
Beginning of this year, we talked about knowing Christ as our treasure.
上个主日的信息，基弟兄跟我们说我们要认识主耶稣基督。
Last Sunday, Brother Chi talked about knowing Christ.
第二点就是要认识基督十架的价值。
And second point he gave us was theTo know the price, to know the value of the way of the cross.
但是他没有时间来讲。
But he didn't have time to talk about it.
那神就把这样的负担放在我心里。
So God placed such burden in my heart.
但是我准备了一点的时候，我想把这样的工作推掉。
But when I prepared a little bit, I wanted to push it away.
一来是我觉得我自己不配。
First, I don't count my.Consider myself as worthy.
第二个，我觉得这里面实在是神的智慧跟大能。
Second, I thought this is the wisdom and power of God.
我还没有能够领受到那么深。
I have not yet went into the depth.
所以求主今天自己跟我们说话。
So may the Lord Himself speak to us.
因为他自己上过十字架。
Because He Himself had went to the cross.
我们可能还没有受过十字架的对付太多。
Maybe we haven't experienced much about the cross.
好，让我们一起开始来看。
Let's look at it together.
有一个晚上，有一个学者，他也是一个拉比，他在犹太人当中他也蛮有地位的，他来找耶稣问一个问题。
One night, a scholar, he's also a rabbi, he came to ask Jesus.
他名字叫做尼哥底母。
His name is Nicodemus.
那这是在约翰福音第三章。
That is recorded in John chapter 3.
那约翰福音第三章里面，他问耶稣就是一些问题，他知道就说，如果不是没有神的同在，你没有办法行这么多的神迹。
Came to talk to Jesus, he said.We know you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the miraculous signs you are doing if God were not with you.
我们都记得很清楚，他讲那个耶稣跟他讲说你需要重生。
We remember very clearly that Jesus told him you must be born again.
但是你有没有注意到耶稣一直讲到第十四节的时候，为什么他用这个例子呢？
But when Jesus continued on, he mentioned in verse 14 an example.
他说摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来，叫一切信他的都得永生。
He said Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life.
我们 PowerPoint 可以出来吗？为了就是一些年长的可能翻的没有那么快，所以 我把经文也打出来，我们等一下可以，如果不愿意翻的话你可以看我后面，如果你愿意翻的话我们就翻圣经。
We put the verse on the transparency, so especially to help those elderly.
可以哈 ，OK。所以你可以看到，这边有一个十字架的影子。
Here we see the shadow of the cross.
这是从哪边耶稣怎么会引用这句话呢
？Why Jesus quote this verse?
这个要回溯到民数记里面。
This will go back to the book of Numbers.
我们看一下民数记第二十一章。
Numbers chapter 21.
我们知道摩西把以色列人从埃及带出来。
We know that Moses brought the Israelites out of Egypt.
原初是在埃及为奴之地。
Before they were slaves in Egypt.
神拯救了他们。
God saved them.
他们要把他们带出那埃及为奴之地。
To bring them out of the land of the slave.
神的目的是要他的百姓能够侍奉他。
So that his people can serve him.
但是我们看看，当神的百姓走过红海那么大的神迹以后，
But when they walked through, when they crossed the Red Sea, such a miracle.
他们又来到一个地方，路不好走的时候，他们又开始又发怨言了。
When they came to a different difficult area, they start to complain.
我们看一下二十一章第四节。
Chapter 21, verse 4.
我们一直看到第九节。
We'll read through verse 9.
我念给你们听。
I'll read for you.
他们从何尔山起行，往红海那条路走，要绕过以东地。百姓因这路难行，心中甚是烦躁，就怨读神和摩西说：“你们为什么把我们从埃及领出来，使我们死在旷野里？”旷野里呢，这里没有粮，没有水，我们的心厌恶这淡薄的食物。于是耶和华使火蛇进入百姓中间，蛇就咬他们以色列人中死了许多。百姓到摩西那里说：“我们怨读耶和华和你有罪了，求你祷告耶和华，叫这些蛇离开我们。”于是摩西为百姓祷告，耶和华对摩西说：“你制造一条火蛇挂在杆子上，凡被咬的一望这蛇就必得活。”摩西便制造一条铜蛇挂在杆子上，凡被蛇咬的一望这铜蛇就活了。
We'll read verse 4 through 9. They traveled from Mount Hor along the route to the Red Sea to go around Edom. But the people grew impatient on the way. They spoke against God and against Moses and said, "Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the desert? There is no bread, there is no water, and we detest this miserable food." Then the Lord sent venomous snakes among them. They bit the people, and many Israelites died. The people came to Moses and said, "We sinned when we spoke against the Lord and against you. Pray that the Lord will take the snakes away from us." So Moses prayed for the people. The Lord said to Moses, "Make a snake and put it up on a pole. Anyone who is bitten can look at it and live." So Moses made a bronze snake and put it up on a pole. Then when anyone was bitten by a snake and looked at the bronze snake, he lived.
所以在这边我们看到，因为这路难行，百姓就心中甚是烦躁。
So here we see the people grew impatient on the way.
他们就怨读神和摩西。
And they spoke against God and against Moses.
他们说这边没有粮，没有水，我们心厌恶这淡薄的食物。
They said there's no bread, there's no water, and we detest this miserable food.
其实神有供应他们食物。
God really provided them food.
他们吃玛瑙，可能他们也开始抱怨。
They ate manna, but they still complain.
他们也许有鹌鹑，但是他们也吃厌了。
And God gave them meat, and they detested.
很多时候我们也许在我们人生里面我们觉得这路难行。
Many times in our lives we feel the road is difficult.
我们事业好像很难下去。
Our career may be very difficult.
我们家庭可能就是也有很多难处。
Our family may have difficulties.
或者是我们的工作好像也是压力从四面八方而来。
And our job pressures all over.
有时候是孩子给我们很大的头疼。
And sometimes our children give us headache.
甚至有时候我们遭到疾病的打击。
And sometimes we are stricken by disease.
我们有时候会怀疑说，主，你这条路怎么越来越难走？
Sometimes we wonder in our hearts, Lord, why your way is so difficult to walk on.
甚至我们心中会开始起抱怨。
And then we start to complain in our hearts.
为什么神要带我们走这条路？
Why does God lead us into this way?
但是我们看到他们在抱怨、在埋怨的时候，
But we see that when they were complaining,
耶和华使火蛇进入百姓当中。
The Lord sent venomous snakes among them.
有好多被咬死的。
Many were bitten to death.
我们知道神他是公义的。
You know, God is righteous.
但是神在这边已经隐隐约约有一个影子，他要有一个救恩的路为这百姓所开。
But a shadow is placed here that God will provide a way of salvation.
这边很奇妙，他说摩西，耶和华对摩西说，你制造一条火蛇。
Amazingly,the Lord told Moses to make a snake.
挂在杆子上。
Put it up on the pole.
如果你被咬的话，只一望过蛇，你就可以得活。
Anyone who's bitten can look at it and live.
他没有说啊，你去找一些草药还是什么药物可以医治。
He didn't say you find some herbal medicine.
他说你一望这铜这个火蛇就是铜蛇，你就可以得活。
He said, just look at the bronze snake and live.
而且这个蛇是挂在杆子上。
It's put up on a pole.
所以这边主耶稣已经跟尼哥底母已经隐隐约约的已经讲出有一个十字架。
So the Lord Jesus has told Nicodemus about the cross.
而且十字架上面还有一个铜蛇挂着。
On the cross, there is a bronze snake hand.
这铜蛇其实是一个死的吧，是一个铜的。
The bronze snake is not a snake, it is bronze.
它有蛇的形状。
It has the form of snake.
但是它不会有毒的。
But it doesn't have the poison.
所以这边是一个预表。
So here is a type.
我们好像我们人原生是有罪的。
We as men are sinful.
好像我们里面有那个毒素。
We all have that poison in us.
但是今天挂在杆子上面的。
But today, the one who is hanging on the pole
是有那个蛇的形状，但是没有蛇的毒。
He has the form of snake, but does not have the poison of the snake.
我们仔细一想，这不是主耶稣他来到世上道成了肉身吗？
Is not that Christ became flesh?
他是无罪的。
He is sinless.
他是没有毒的。
He has not the poison.
但是却为我们挂在那十字架上。
But he was hanged on the cross for us.
就像那火那铜蛇挂在杆子上。
Just like the bronze snake was hanged on the pole.
我们今天来到他面前，只要一仰望。
Today, when we come to him, all we need is to look.
我们就可以得活。
And we will live.
主耶稣讲得更清楚。
Jesus said clearly.
他说你只要一望，你就可以得到这永生。
He said, "Believe, and you will have eternal life."
当我们来到神面前的时候
，When we come to God,
我们就是这样得到救赎的。
This is how we get the salvation.
我们知道主耶稣他自己也说，当我从地上被举起来，就要吸引万人来归我。
The Lord Himself said, "When I'm lifted up, I will draw all men to me."
当我们在这边仰望主耶稣的时候。
As we look to Jesus here,
我们就能够得到这永生。
We will have the eternal life.
我想我们听了许许多多的见证。
We have heard many testimonies.
包括礼拜五晚上我们的姊妹的见证。
Friday night, our sister gave us testimony.
我们都知道我们需要抬头仰望这位为我们挂十字架的基督。
We know that we need to look up to the Christ who was on the cross for us.
基督借着十字架，他把这永远的生命释放出来。
Christ, through the cross, released eternal life to us.
如果我们愿意仰望他的话，
If we can look up to him,
他也可以把这永远的生命赐给我们每一个人。
He can give that eternal life to each one of us.
这个其实是我们来到他面前，我们得到供应的，每天的供应。
This is the daily supply we can draw from him.
我们做基督徒的，有时候我们早上起来也是很累。
As Christians, sometimes we are even tired when we get up.
我们想到前面的工作
，thinking about the work ahead of us，
或者是许多也有一些艰难的事情
，some difficulties，
有时候觉得说啊，好像没有今天比较好。
we feel like we'd rather not have today.
但是神要我们能够鼓起勇气走下去。
But God wants to encourage us.
神已经把这永远的生命放在我们里面。
He's given us the eternal life.
他要我们能够走上这十字架的道路。
He wants us to walk on the way of cross.
因为人子被举起来，叫一切信他的都能够得到永生。
Because the Son of Man is lifted up so that all who believe in Him may have eternal life.
求主给我们足够的信心。
May the Lord give us sufficient faith.
知道他会把我们带到对岸。
Knowing that He will bring us across the other side.
在第二个点，我们刚刚已经稍微提过。
And the second point I touched briefly.
我们看一下腓立比书第二章六到八节。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 6 through 8.
他本有神的形象。
He had the nature of God.
不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
But did not take it as something to be grasped.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象。
But emptied himself.
成为人的样式。
Taking the very nature of a servant being made in human likeness.
具有人的样子。就卑微自己卑微存心顺服以至于死且死在十字架上
and being found in appearance as a man he humbled himself and became obedient to death even death on the cross
他本有神的形象
he being in the very nature of God
但是他却愿意谦虚自己
but he was willing to empty himself
他是自己卑微
he humbled himself
存心顺服
even to death
以至于死
to the point of death
死在十字架上
even death on the cross
如果以我们地上人的道理来讲
by reasoning of human
他是那天上的神
he is the God in the heaven
他来的话是应该荣耀耀的来
if he come he shall come in glory
所以我们这些地上人可以马上看到
So that all men can see his glory.
他有大有能力。
He should have power.
我们一下就应该能够扑倒在他面前。
And we will bow down before him.
怎么会他反而是谦卑自己，然后甚至就是被钉在十字架上？
But how could he humble himself even to be hung on the cross?
在十字架下的，甚至有人讥诮他说：“如果你可以救别人，你救你自己吧。”
And those who are under the cross mocked him.You save others, why don't you save yourself?
我相信他可以的。
I know he can.
但是他如果从十架下来的时候，我相信这个救恩不是完全的。
But if he had come down from the cross, we have no salvation.
他是那么样的顺服在十架上。
He was so obedient on the cross.
他最后一口气以后，我们知道神怎么说，他耶稣怎么说呢？
We know how he gave up his last breath.
他说成了。
He said,It is finished.
我们看到这救恩是已经在十字架上已经完成了。
So we know the salvation was accomplished on the cross.
我们感谢主，他借着这人所轻视的十字架来完成他的救恩。
We thank God he took the cross which is mocked by men to accomplish the salvation.
十字架原来意思就是除去的意思。
Cross, the meaning was to get rid of.
在罗马帝国里面，他用这种酷刑把一些就是死囚，他们把他们钉在这十字架上。
The Roman Empire used it to get rid of the prisoners who were sentenced to death.
一来就是就是很，一来是处死，二来是也是让别人可以看得到。
First to get rid of them, and then second so that others can see.
所以他们被举起来的时候，人家都会。会警惕说，因为这个人是杀了人，或者是做了什么大坏事，所以他今天被钉在上面。
So when a man is lifted on the cross, they will mock him, they will be warned.
但是那个好像是一个火蛇，它里面有毒的，有罪的。
But those are the snake with poison in it.
但是我们知道主耶稣他是无罪的。
But we know Jesus is sinless.
甚至那些长官审问他的，他说：“我查不出这人有罪。”
Even those who judged him said, "I could find no sin out of this man."
但是百姓说：“钉他十字架，钉他十字架。”
But the people said, "Crucify him, crucify him."
我们知道他也愿意顺服，就被钉在十字架上。
And we know out of obedience, he was nailed on the cross.
他钉在十字架上，就像那铜蛇被挂在杆子上。
When he was nailed there, he was like the bronze snake hang on the pole.
他是无罪的，他是那好像那无毒的蛇一样。
He was stingless. He was without poison.
却被挂在十字架上。
But he was hanged.
但是我们仰望他的。
But those who looked up,
我们却能够得生。
Shall live.
这是实在是一个很奇妙的神的救恩。
It is a wonderful salvation of God.
基督界的十字架还完成了一些什么呢？
What else did Christ accomplish through the cross?
我们来看一下第三点。
We'll look at the third point.
这边是要显明神的智慧跟能力。
To reveal the wisdom and power of God.
这是在哥林多前书第一章十七到二十五节。
It's in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, 17 through 25.
保罗他是受过很好的教育。
Paul was very well educated.
他可以说是今天的律师
，He is like today's lawyer，
或者是也可以说是教法师
，Or he is a
religion teacher。那他有很好的背景
，He has a very good background。
那他还没有认识主耶稣以前
，Before he came to know Christ，
他就是也是专门逼迫基督徒的
，He was the one who persecuted the Christians。
而且他以为是他在为神做事
，And he thought he was serving God。
所以他就是到处就是捕捉这些基督徒的所谓的基督徒。
So he tried to capture Christians all over the place.
把他们下在监里。
Put them into prison.
还记得有一次，斯蒂凡在那边做见证。
Remember when Stephen was bearing witness?
为主耶稣做见证。
He was witnessing to Christ.
那众人都听不下。
All the people couldn't listen to him.
最后众人说要把用石头把这个。斯蒂凡打死
And eventually they stoned him to death.
保罗那时候叫扫罗，他还很年轻。
Paul then was called Saul. He was very young.
他很喜悦这件事情。
He was very glad there.
他说你们要丢石头打这个人的话，你们衣服可能外衣脱下来比较方便。
He said, if you want to stone him to death, maybe it's more convenient to take off your coat.
我帮你们看这些衣服。
I will watch your jacket for you.
你们可以尽量的做吧。
And you can do whatever you want.
甚至有一次他还从大祭司那边拿到这个拘捕证
and once he went to the high priest to take the order
他要到北边大马色的地方去逮捕一些基督徒
he went to Damascus to capture Christians
我们知道在这路上神的光光照了他
and we know on the way the light of God shined upon him
他被击倒在地上
He was stricken to the ground.
他眼睛也看不见。
His eyes became blind.
但是他却知道神在呼喊他。
But he knew God is calling him.
他说我不认得你，你是谁呢？
He said, Who are you, Lord?
神就跟他讲说，我就是你逼迫的那耶稣。
And God told him, I am Christ whom you persecuted.
我们知道后来他的眼睛也被医好了。
And we know later on his eyes were healed.
这个人完全的改变。
The man completely turned around.
他现在是在传钉十架的基督。
He started to preach the Christ crucified.
而且他说他要夸一件事情，不是在夸他的大学问。
And he said, I have nothing to boast, not even my education.
他在夸是基督的十字架。
But to boast on the cross of Christ.
他这两个，一个传，一个夸。
He preached and he boast.
在各处建立了许多的教会。
All over the place, he built many churches.
这实在是神他的智慧。
This is indeed the wisdom of God.
也是神的大能。
And the power of God.
我们没有办法改变另外一个人。
We couldn't change another person.
你看看在我们座位当中的。
Look at those among us.
你看你坐旁边的。
Look at those sitting beside you.
他可能会变成基督徒吗？
How possible can he become?
是哪一位有那么大人大能能够改变一个人呢？
Who has such power to change that person?
除非从上面来的力量
Unless it is from above
没有人能够改变我们
No one can change us
我们都在自己的生活圈圈里
We are all in ourselves
我们以为我们有很好的技能
We thought we have good skills
我们或者是我们说我们生意做得很好
We have good business
但是神从各样的岗位呼召我们
But God called us out of our places
神他的智慧他的能力在我们每一个人身上
His wisdom and his power was upon us
他能够改变我们的亲戚舅公
He changed my grand uncle
他也可以改变我们每一个人
He can change every one of us
成为那位传福音的
To be the gospel preacher
而且要传那全备福音的。
To preach the whole gospel.
我们再继续看下去。
Continue on.
第四点。
Fourth point.
要显明神的爱跟表明神的义。
It is to manifest the love and righteousness of God.
也许你会想，为什么第十字架跟主的爱有什么关联呢？
Maybe you'll wonder what's the connection between cross and the love of Christ.
十字架怎么会要怎么可能显明神的公义呢？
How can cross manifest the righteousness of God?
我们可以看一下，是在加拉太书第二章二十节。
We'll turn to Galatians chapter 2 verse 20.
他说：“我已经与基督同钉十字架。”
I've been crucified with Christ.
现在活着的不再是我。
No longer I, but Christ lives in me.
乃是基督在我里面活着。
Christ lives in me.
并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活。
The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God.
这边讲到他是爱我。
Who loved me.
为我舍己。
And gave himself for me.
神他用十字架的方法来表达他的爱。
God, through the cross, manifested his love.
如果以我们罪人来讲的话，也许我们自己是需要死在十字架上。
As far as we're concerned, maybe we need to die on the cross.
但是他说，我帮你死在十字架上。
But he said, I will die on the cross in your place.
他是为我舍己。
He died for me.
这是神的爱。
This is the love of God.
我们看到保罗说，或者有一些人你会替其他一些人死。
Paul said maybe some will die for other people.
但是没有人为罪人而死的。
But no one will die for sinful people.
我可以为一些好人而死。
I can die for good people.
我可以为民族国家而死。
I can die for my country, for my nation.
但是为罪人而死，这个大概没有人愿意做。
But to die for sinners, no one wants to do it.
但是我们还不认得他的时候。
But before we even know him,
我们还不晓得什么是基督，什么是十字架的时候，
before we even know what is Christ, what is cross,
他已经为我们死在那里。
He has already died for us.
我们今天只要抬头仰望。
Today we just need to look up to him.
我们用我们的信能够把我们带到这永生里面。
Faith can bring us into eternal life.
什么是显明神的义呢？
What manifests the righteousness of God?
我们记得在彼得前书那边提到，他说挂在木头上的都是被咒诅的。
We remember First Peter it says all those hang on the cross, hang on the wood is to be condemned.
这的确是从这个摩西五经里面写出来的。
It is out of the book of Moses.
挂在木架上，我们也看到很多，就是像以斯帖。
Many hang on the cross like Esther.
我们知道要。陷害犹太人这位大臣，他最后挂在自己坐的那个架子上面。
The official made a wood cross, but eventually he was hang himself on there.
他本来是要把所有的犹太人都杀掉。
He wants to get rid of all the Jews.
那我们知道那故事，如果你不晓得的话，你们可以回去看一下以斯帖。
You can go back to look at the book of Esther.
最后那个王把这个大臣，他说这个大臣是要把莫迪改。还要挂在上面的。
Eventually, the official who wanted to hang Mordecai on the cross.
他说：“把这个你自己挂在上面吧。”
The king said, "Hang him on the cross."
挂在上面是一个羞辱。
It is a shame to be hanged there.
甚至是一个死刑。
It is a death sentence.
他要被除掉。
To get rid of.
所以我们看到为什么神会这么愤怒呢？
So we see why was God so in such a wrath.
你刚才不是说神是爱的吗？
Didn't you say God is love?
但我们知道神他不能违背自己。
But we know God cannot offend himself.
他是那公义的神。
He is the righteous God.
我们世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
All have sinned, falling short the glory of God.
那这些神如何能够弥补呢？
How can God turn this around?
他差遣他自己的儿子，
He sent his own son,
就死在十字架上，
to die on the cross.
所有我们的罪都在他身上，
All of our sins are upon him.
所以我们看到好像神的震怒在他的身上，
So the wrath of God came to him.
今天我们仰望他，
Today we look up to him.
我们就能够，我们的罪能够被赦免，
Our sins could be forgiven.
神的公义能够满足，
the righteousness of God could be satisfied.
所以在罗马书第三章二十五到二十六节。
So in Romans chapter 3:25-26.
他说神设立耶稣做挽回祭。
God has made Christ the sin offering.
是凭着耶稣的血。
Through the blood of Christ.
借着人的信。
And through the faith of man.
为要显明神的义。
To manifest the righteousness of God.
因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪。
In his forbearance, he had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished.
好，在今时显明他的义。
He did it to demonstrate his justice at the present time.
使人知道他自己为义，也称信耶稣的人为义。
So as to be just.And the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus. So today we believe in Jesus, God wants to justify us. It is a way of mercy. God calls us righteous. We are not worthy of to be called righteous. One day before the judgment of God, God will call us the righteous one. Because on you there is the blood of Christ. You have accepted Christ as your Savior. Jesus was crucified for your sin.
So today we.在主耶稣里面，神要称我们为义人。
So today in Lord Jesus, God will call us righteous.
这也实在是基督在十字架上他所做的另外一件很大的事。
This is the other thing Christ has accomplished on the cross.
我们再来看第五点。
The fifth point.
胜过罪、肉体跟律例。
To triumph over sins, sinful nature, and regulations.
在哥罗西书第二章十三节到十五节这么说
Colossians chapter 2 it says
你们从前在过犯和未受割礼的肉体中死了神赦免了你们一切过犯便叫你们与基督一同活过来又涂抹了在律例上所写攻击我们有碍于我们的字句把它撤去钉在十字架上随后他说就仗着十字架夸胜
Chapter 2 verse 13 When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your sinful nature, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins, having cancelled the written code with its regulations that was against us and that stood opposed to us. He took it away, nailing it to the cross. In the end, he said, triumphing over them by the cross.
很多时候我们有时候听到一些见证都是好早以前的。
Sometimes we heard testimonies.
It's been a long time ago.
It's been a long time ago.
但是
很久以前。
我们今天我们有没有听到现在的见证呢
？But have we heard the testimony of the present time?
我想我们听的也许多了。
We heard many.
从那十字架的那个片子里面。
From the movie.Cross.
有好多好多的见证。
There are many, many testimonies.
原先我们看到这个人他、可能就是、在家庭里面有暴力。
We see a man having violence in his family.
没有人可以改他。
No one could change him.
他脾气很容易就上来。
He easily could get anger.
他太太却愿意帮他祷告。
But his wife prayed for him.
每次他一生气，他就
Every time,
他就到厕所或厨房跪下来祷告。
When he gets angry, his wife will go to the kitchen or the bathroom to pray.
这个先生的气好像就莫名其妙就越来就消了下去。
And his husband's anger had to go away.
我们知道到最后这个先生已经信了主。
Eventually, the husband became believed in the Lord.
他也是跟太太在厕所里面跪在那个马桶旁边祷告。
And he knelt down beside the toilet with his wife to pray.
先生为以前的罪，他说好像一个活书一样一样，神把他的罪写在他前面，他就一张一张认罪。
He said as if there is a living book appear him giving him account of all his past sins, he can confess to the Lord.
他站在众人面前，他第一个说，他就是像保罗所说，我就是个罪魁。
He said, "I am like Paul. I'm a chief sinner."
他说他以前所做的他不晓得。
When I did it, I didn't know before. Because Jesus Christ on the cross has triumphed.
胜过这些过犯,
triumphed over the sins.
胜过这些未受割礼肉体中我们所做的一些不对的事情,
over the uncircumcision of our sinful nature.
甚至是有一些律例上就是攻击我们的,
even the regulations which is against us.
旧约里面有很多的律法,
in the Old Testament there are many laws.
那是神他的公义。
It is the righteousness of God.
我们有多少人能够守呢?
Who can preserve it?
我想我们都实在都是亏欠了神的荣耀。
I know all of us have fallen short the glory of God.
但是这些字句、律例都一直攻击我们。
But these regulations, these words attack us.
甚至我们如果没有 来到教堂的时候，我们的心可能会在里面一直责备我们。
And sometimes if we don't come to the meetings, our heart will condemn us.
今天我们在主耶稣基督里面，我们可以靠着十字架可以夸胜。
Today by the cross we can triumph over all things.
我们不是活在那个可怕的律例之下。
We're not living under the regulation.
我们感谢主，主耶稣基督在十字架上他已经得胜。
We thank the Lord on the cross he has triumphed.
我们他这个十字架可以胜过罪、肉体跟律例。
His cross can triumph over sins, sinful nature and regulations.
第六点，我们来看另外一点，就是有关于神他和睦了人跟神之间的关系。主耶稣他成就了这个和睦的关系。
Sixth point is about reconciliation between God and man.
很多时候我们没有办法跟子女交通。
Many times we couldn't share with our kids.
好像中间有一个隔墙。
As if there is a wall.
我们讲的他不大懂。
When we speak, they couldn't understand.
父母啊，子女也觉得说，父母怎么不了解我们
？And the children will wonder why my parents couldn't understand me.
好像中间有一个墙。
As if there is a wall.
有一个隔阂。
There is a gap.
心理学家说啊，这个叫做代沟。
And those psychologists said this is the generation gap.
我们看一下以弗所书第二章十三节到十六节怎么说。
We'll look at Ephesians chapter 2.
他说：“你们从前远离神的人，如今使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙，而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条。”为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦，既在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借这十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好。
Verse 13-16. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility.By abolishing in his flesh the law with its commandments and regulations, his purpose was to create in himself one new man out of the two, thus making peace, and in this one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility.
这边在讲到在十字架上灭了冤仇。
And here it says, on the cross he has done away with the hostility.
成就了和睦
accomplished the reconciliation,
把我们造成一个新人
made us one new man.
我们今年第一个信息林弟兄提到我们就是要有一个更新
The first message this year Brother Ling mentioned newness.
他有讲到三个新
He said three newness.
我们只有在主耶稣基督里面能够把自己造成一个新人
only in Christ Jesus we are made a new man.
而且我们在他里面能够更新。
We can renew in him.
当我去年得到一个儿子以后，
When I had a son last year,
我自己觉得好像我自己被更新了。
I feel like I am new.
不然的话，我岳父常常讲说啊，你们这过了四十岁就是做事忘我。
Otherwise, my father-in-law usually says, after you reach your 40s, you look into your 50s.
哇，那有时候我想想，哇，这很可怕，时间没有办法挽留得住。
Sometimes I wonder, I felt it's terrible.
但是好像很多时候，我们在主里面，唯有他自己可以更新我们。
We know in the Lord only He can renew us.
他借着各样的事情，借着在主耶稣基督里面，他更新我们。
Through all these things, He renew us in the Lord.
他不只是和睦了人跟神之间的关系。
Not only He reconciled man to God.
他说还是万有都跟他和好。
He also brought all creation to Him.
在哥罗西书第二章二十节。
Second, Colossians chapter 2.
他说既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，便借着他叫万有无论是地上的天上的都与自己和好了。
It says since he has
二十节
through him to reconcile to himself all things whether things on earth or things in heaven by making peace through his blood shed on the cross.
他英文讲是万有。
The English says all things.
感谢主，他今天把所有的事情借着十字架，他成就了人与神之间的和好，也是万有与神之间的和好。
Thank the Lord through cross, He has reconciled man to God as well as all things to God.
让我们知道，这十字架实在是神的智慧跟能力。
Indeed, cross is the wisdom and power of God.
第七点。
The seventh point.
十字架的道理不是只有停在第七点了。
The way of cross doesn't just end in point seven.
我越准备，我觉得越丰富。
The more prepared, the more I received.
我觉得可能不是我一次可以讲完的。
I don't think I can just talk about it in one message.
所以我昨天我打电话给打 program 的弟兄说，可以把第七点缩短一半。
So I called the brother, typed the bulletin.To condense point seven.
我相信如果再准备下去，我可以讲到十四点。
I know if I continue on, I can probably talk about point 14.
我相信冯牧师可以讲到讲不完的福音，讲不完的信息。
Pastor Fern probably can't finish.
第七点讲到他钉十字架成就了一件事情很重要，就是产生了教会。
And the seventh point is very important. Through cross, he produced church.
当他被挂在十字架上的时候，
when he was hanging on the cross,
我们知道就是他们的习俗，就是好像在逾越节的时候不好把一个人挂在那。
We know the customs is the Passover they will just leave a person there.
所以他们要确定这个人就是已经死了，赶快就是拿下来把他埋了。
So they want to make sure he is dead, so they took him down, they can bury him.
他两边挂了强盗。就是好像脚都被打断。
Both the thieves around him, their leg was broken.
所以他们才不会拿下的时候又跑掉了。
So they wouldn't take him down, he ran away.
但是到主耶稣的十架下面的时候，
But when it came to Jesus,
却看到他已经断了气。
They saw him already gave up his breath.
所以就没有折断他的骨头。
So they didn't break his leg.
然后有一个兵丁却拿一个枪从他的肋旁。
But a soldier took a spear, pierced through his heart.
这是在约翰福音十九章三十四节。
It's in John chapter 19.
我们看到他肋旁有水跟血流出来。
On his side, there's water and blood came out.
他的血是他的主耶稣的救赎。
The blood is his redemption.
他可以赦免我们的罪。
He can forgive our sins.
我们今天是成为一个新人。
We can be a new person today.
就是因着主耶稣基督的血。
It's because of the blood of Christ.
另外，水是代表基督的生命。
And the water is the life of Christ.
所以今天我们有了主耶稣以后，
So today when we have Lord Jesus,
也有他的生命，
and we have his life.
这就跟创世纪里面有一个比喻很相近。
This reminds us the book of Genesis.
他这边讲到耶和华使人沉睡，当神造人的时候，他只造一个人。
When Jehovah made man, he made one man and he put him to sleep.
我们看一下创世纪第二章二十一到二十四节。
Genesis chapter 2, verse 21 through 24.
耶和华神说，我从二十节好了，十八节，耶和华神说，那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶帮助他。
Verse 18, the Lord God said, It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him.
耶和华神用土所造成的野地各样走兽和空中各样飞鸟都带到那人面前，看他叫什么，那人怎样叫各样的活物，那就是他的名字。
Now the Lord God had formed out of the ground all the beasts of the field and all the birds of the air. He brought them to the man to see what he would name them. And whatever the man called each living creature, that was its name.
二十节他说，那人便给一切牲畜和空中飞鸟、野地走兽都起了名字，使那人没有遇见配偶帮助他。
So the man gave names to all the livestock, the birds of the air, and all the beasts of the field. But for Adam, no suitable helper was found.
二十一节他说，耶和华神使他沉睡，他就睡了，于是取下他的一根肋骨，又把肉合起来。
So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep, and while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs and closed up the place with flesh.
耶和华神就用那人身上所取的肋骨造成一个女人，领到他那人跟前。那人说，这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉，可以称她为女人。
Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. The man said, This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of the man.
因此人要离开父母与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh.
这件事情在新约里面也被保罗提说了。
This was mentioned in the New Testament by Paul.
就像在以弗所书第五章那边所说的。
And in Ephesians chapter 5, he said,
他说人要离开父母与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
Man shall leave his parents and be united to his wife.
他说这是极大的奥秘，但我是指着基督和教会说的。
This is a profound mystery, but I am talking about Christ and the church.
我们现在看到基督他死在十字架上。
Indeed, we see when Christ died on the cross.
但是他却借着这十字架，他完成了一件非常重要的事情。
But through the cross, he accomplished an important thing.
他说，我实实在在地告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，人就是一粒，若死了，就结出许多子粒来。
He said, indeed, a grain of wheat, if it doesn't fall into the ground and die, it is still one. But if it falls into the ground and die, it bears much fruit.
也像哥林多前书十章十七节说，我们虽多，人是一个饼，一个身体。
As in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, it says, Although we are many, but we are still one bread, one cup.
耶稣在最后晚餐的时候，他拿起饼来祝福说，递给门徒，他说，你们拿着吃，这是我的身体。
At the Last Supper, Jesus took the bread and said, and broke it and said, It is my body broken for you.
感谢主，教会就在他被钉十字架的时候产生了。
Praise the Lord, when he was nailed on the cross, church was produced.
今天你我，我们都在教会里面。
Today you and I are all in the church.
我们在这边，我们领受他在十字架上所为我们成就的。
We receive what he has accomplished on the cross for us.
他也说我们要背起自己的十字架来跟随他。
He said we shall bear our cross to follow him.
我们每一个人都有十字架。
Every one of us has cross.
我们的家里，
in our house.
我们的工作，
in our job.
我们的事业，
our career.
很多很多的事情都是十字架。
Many things are our cross.
但是不要担心，主耶稣他已经 走过这条路。
But don't worry, Jesus has walked that way.
再大的难处，他都为我们担当过去。
No matter what difficulty, He will bear us through.
只要我们愿意仰望他。
If we're willing to look up to Him.
愿意跟他一起钉十字架。
Willing to be crucified with Him.
这条路是不难走的。
This way is not a difficult way.
我们互相勉励。
We encourage one another.
不是我已经得着了，而是我们需要互相的勉励，互相的扶持。
Not that I have gained, we encourage one another.
那我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow down and pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
这十字架实在是主你自己的智慧跟大能。
The cross is indeed your power and wisdom.
要显明主你自己的爱跟神的公义。
To manifest your love and your righteousness.
主，我们也是今天，主，我们来到这十字架上，我们仰望抬头一看的时候，主，我们就能够得到这永远的生命。
And Lord, as we look up to the cross, we will have eternal life.
如果我们今天还有没有人，还有人他还没有仰望的时候，我们求主让你也能够仰望他。
If there are still those who have not yet looked up to you, may He look up to you.
主，我们是谢谢你，你把这极大的奥秘显给我们看。
And we thank you to give us this great mystery.
今天我们在教会里，主，我们看到你乃是我们的头。
That in the church we see that you are our head.
我们都是你所买赎回来的。
We're all purchased by you.
主，我们知道我们还有许多十字架的道路要走。
We know we have the way of cross to continue walk on.
多少时候我们像那以色列人，我们说路不好走。
Many times we are like Israelites, we said this road is hard to walk.
我们也觉得我们没有力气。
And we felt strengthless.
我们有时候甚至也抱怨了。
And sometimes we complain.
求主赦免我们。
And the Lord forgive us.
让我们能够更多仰望这位为我们挂在十字架上的基督。
That we can look up to the Christ who was hanged on the cross.
也借着十字架让我们更多了解主你自己的心意。
Through the cross you will continue to manifest your hearts to us.
求主怜悯主你自己的教会
Lead your own church, Lord.
更多的建造我们
Build us more.
让我们能够等候主你自己的再来
That we can wait upon your coming.
让我们知道我们的盼望不在地乃在天
We know our hope is not in earth but in heaven.
祷告祈求都是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名
We pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.